Welcome to the Science and Spirituality Podcast, where we dive deep into universal spiritual principles and ground them in modern science. My name is Chris Carton.
And my name is Kevin Carton, and we are committed to simplifying the spiritual side of success for you with easy-to-understand scientific research so you can walk away with practical tools to create radical transformations in your life. Let's get started. Hey, it's Kevin Carton here, and today I want to share with you a solo episode that I feel inspired to share based on some reading that I've been doing recently, and it's been inspiring me in my own life. And so I want to share just what I've been learning and what I've been going through and how it connects and relates with so many things that we touch on, talk about, and even have guests on about on this podcast. But really, I want to simplify it. That's why I titled this episode, The Neuroscience of Success and Failure Simplified, because it can get very heady, like very intellectual and very deep in terms of the research and the nitty gritty nuances of what more modern research has been putting forth now. But I want to actually go back, way back to the 1960s, 1960 exactly, when this book that I'm currently reading was published. And I could see it as honestly being now in the personal development industry in the last 10 years as a life coach. I've seen things start to change over time and with new research and new scientific discoveries. But honestly, it's interesting because it really calls back to some basics that were the foundation of transformation or self-help way back even again in the 60s. So I've been reading this book. If you can see my video, you can see me holding up the book. But if you can't, the book is called Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz. And it's a classic in self-help. In fact, I looked up just the book in and of itself to see exactly when it was published, because this copy I currently have, it's an updated version. So it was published in like 2015, but the original was published in 1960. And when I looked up when it was published, there's a quick little blurb on Wikipedia about this book. And it kind of blew my mind in a way. I had no idea about this, but I'll read it for you. Psycho-Cybernetics is a self-help book written by American writer Maxwell Maltz in 1960. But here's the interesting part. Motivational and self-help experts in personal development, including Zig Ziglar, Tony Robbins, Brian Tracy, have based their techniques on Maxwell Maltz. So we're going back to the OG, the one who began this particular work. And I'll give you a quick background before I read this one particular part of this chapter I'm at toward the end of the book. But the basis of this book came from Maxwell Maltz's work as a plastic surgeon. So he was a medical doctor, plastic surgeon, turned author, and then self-help leader and speaker. But he started to notice in his early days in practice that people would come to his office wanting plastic surgery to fix a defect or have a facelift, do different things to make themselves look better. But even after he would do that, some people, he said it would be about 10 to 20% of his clients would come back a month later and say, you didn't do anything. And of course, they were more speaking of the internal feeling, because of course they agreed. And when Maxwell Maltz would say, no, like, you know, I fixed your face or I did this and did that, it looks better. And they would say, yeah, but I still don't feel any better. And it really is interesting because we all have an inner self-image. It's the way in which we view ourselves, and not technically really what we see in the mirror, but what we think about ourselves. It's an inner image that we have about ourselves. And so he got curious about that, and that's what led him down this whole journey of research that came together in this first book, Psycho-Cybernetics, and how to transform your own self-image. And it's really about our subconscious patterns, which, as I mentioned, it's something we talk about a lot on our podcast, but really I want to simplify it. So this really inspired me because of this one page that I want to read to you. And this one page about how your brain records success and failure, how it records that. Now, I just realized I also want to clarify as well, because I titled this episode, The Neuroscience of Success and Failure Simplified, because I really believe this is the simplified version of it, and which sheds light on the practicality of how we can make that shift in our own brain so that we can have the kind of success that we want and avoid the kind of failure that we obviously don't want, because that's what we're here for. Like, from a spiritual lens, of course, we want growth. We want to grow spiritually in our health, in our relationships, in our work, in freedom, in money and time. But obviously that move, it comes through our human experience. So in a spiritual light, it's us following our bliss, following our passion, our purpose, what we're guided to be and do and give in this lifetime. So from that spiritual approach, I think that's where that impulse of life comes from, that we desire more. It's life itself wanting to express more fully through us. But of course, we have to work with this human equipment, our human brain, our human nervous system, our human body. And that's where the neuroscience comes in. And so just wanted to share the quick definition of neuroscience, what we're talking about here. Quickly looked it up and it says, neuroscience is the scientific study of the nervous system, its functions and disorders, of course, and it examines the structure of and the function, of course, of our human brain and nervous system. So I pulled that as a part of the title because what this page that I'm about to read to you from Psycho-Cybernetics is, it's pure neuroscience. So, and then we'll get more into like the action steps that I'd recommend and some, I was going to say techniques, but it's more of an exercise to test out in your own life to make a difference. So I'll read this to you. It's a page 253 in this particular copy I have of Psycho-Cybernetics. And it's in the chapter titled, How to Get That Winning Feeling, that feeling of success. So again, the title of this sub part of this chapter is How Your Brain Records Success and Failure. So Maxwell Maltz writes, such experts in the field of brain physiology as Dr. John E. Eccles and Sir Charles Sherrington explained that the human cortex is composed of some 10 billion neurons, each with numerous axons, which are feelers or extension wires, that form synapses, or in other words, electrical connections, between the neurons. When we think, remember, or imagine, these neurons discharge an electrical current that can be measured. When we learn something or experience something, a pattern of neurons form a chain or a tattooing of a pattern is set up in the brain tissue. This pattern is not the nature of a physical groove or track, but more in the nature of an electrical track. The arrangement and electrical connections between various neurons being somewhat similar to a magnetic pattern recorded on tape. And a quick side note before I continue reading, this is neuroplasticity. This is the very, very commonly understood or commonly known as that phrase, neuroplasticity, that we can change the electrical connections in our brain. And of course, then therefore change our life. So to continue, Maxwell Maltz writes, that same neuron may thus be a part of any number of separate and distinct patterns, making the human brain's capacity to learn and remember almost limitless. These patterns or engrams are stored away in brain tissue for future use and are reactivated or replayed whenever we remember a past experience. That's extremely important. And I'm going to come back to that. This is honestly the main reason I'm recording this episode and sharing some insights or exercises to work on. So to continue though, to finish this chapter, or sorry, this page of the chapter. In an article titled The Physiology of Imagination, printed in Scientific American, Dr. Eccles, I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, it's spelled Eccles, he said, the profusion of interconnections among the cells of the gray matter in our brain is beyond all imagination. It is ultimately so comprehensive that the whole cortex can be thought of as one great unit of integrated activity. If we now persist in regarding the brain as a machine, then we must say that it is by far the most complicated machine in existence. We are tempted to say that it is infinitely more complicated than the most complex man-made machines, the electrical computers. In short, science confirms that there is a quote-unquote tattooing or action pattern of engrams in your brain for every successful action you have ever performed in the past. And if you can somehow furnish the spark to bring that action pattern into life, or in other words, replay it, it will execute itself. And all you have to do is, quote unquote, swing the clubs and quote unquote, let nature take its course. When you reactivate successful action patterns out of the past, you also reactivate the feeling tone or that winning feeling. that accompanied them. By the same token, if you can recapture that winning feeling, you also evoke all of the winning actions that accompanied it. So reading this chapter, or I mean the whole chapter for sure, but that one page, it's like 4 or 5 paragraphs, it sparked some insight into me. And I just wanted to share it with you. And that's why I felt inspired to record this, is that we, I think, overcomplicate it. Like we overcomplicate what it takes to actually be successful or succeed in achieving our goals, living our dreams, being the person that we want to be. Whereas it is as simple as focusing on the things that we had done successfully in the past. And it's interesting because part of that chapter, there's another part of it where it explains that you actually don't have to have that kind of memory or experience in your past of a success that you're trying to have in your current reality. Like, let's say, for example, like you're wanting to have success in, say, like your business, like start a new business, grow that, and actually have that as like your main work. Just because you haven't started a business in the past doesn't mean that you can't recall a memory of some time you've had success in your past that's in something completely different. Maybe it was like a successful conversation you had with a loved one where you shared your feelings and you formed a deeper connection and you felt successful in that. Like it was an outcome that you actually wanted to produce. You wanted to create an experience. So while that was in your relationships, you can recall that feeling. And that feeling then, that thought pattern, you bring it to mind, you generate that feeling in your body, then that can inspire you in your business, in your work. It's so simple, right? Like remember your past successes basically and bring them into your present reality. It's really the power of our brain, the power of our mind, the power of our nervous system to generate an energetic state of being that's in harmony with the kind of reality that we want to create in our future as we go forward. So I like to really break it down that simply because it can get complicated. We can complicate it. Like it really is as that simple. Now, the other side of this, because you know, this is the neuroscience of success and failure, it's just the same, but in the opposite direction. How often do we recall past failures or things that didn't work out? Or heck, we even use our imaginations to dream of and get emotionally involved in a picture in our mind of failure in the future, things not working out. So while it's simple, I will say it's not easy. You know, I do call it simple because it is as that simple. Like I could end the episode here and be like, you've got the tool, you've got the awareness, now use it. Now it's just a matter of following up on using this tool and using past success and using your imagination in the right way or your memory in the right way to inspire that feeling in you now. Because say it this way is another simple form of putting it, is that our thoughts, the way we focus our attention and focus our thought, generates a feeling within us. That feeling then naturally infuses into our actions. It either inspires us to take action that will move us forward, or it blocks us if we're not feeling inspired, like we're feeling, you know, inadequate, uncertain, we're feeling discouraged, we're feeling, you know, we're putting ourselves down. That feeling then moves into a non-action, of course. Like we avert, you know, the action that would probably move us forward, but is a bit scary because it goes outside of our comfort zone. So I say all this as again, a simplification so that you could use this kind of tool and make it simple. So the tool, at least I actually want to clarify now what I mean by this tool. I'll give you an exercise to use as a tool. And I'll show you, actually, I have been using this myself. If you can see the video, because now on Spotify, we post the video. I have this tiny little sheet of paper that I've added to over the years, and it's folded and kind of crumpled because I've had it for years now. I literally have written down at the top, it says my best moments. And then I have the other side of it where it says who I truly am. And then I have past memories of success. And then on the other side of who I truly am, I have past things people have said about me. And in particular about my coaching and about my work as a life coach, a transformational life coach. So I'll actually read some of these to you. So I put down as a success, like some of my best moments is that I graduated the University of the Sciences in Philadelphia with my 4-year bachelor's of science. And I also said yes to myself and what I would love, which, if you know my story, I ended up leaving my career path in pharmacy, which I was going for a doctorate, but I'm proud that I got that 4-year degree. So that was my best moment. Then I got hired by a life coach training institute, the premier center for life coach training. I got actually hired by them as a content developer, which seemed like a miracle because I didn't have the journalism degree that they were looking for in an employee that they were looking to hire, but I got it. Felt like a miracle, felt like a synchronicity. It started me on this path of life coaching. So that was a success. Then years later, after I got trained myself, after years of working as a content developer, I then got trained as a life coach myself, became a life coach. And then, so I successfully started and have run my coaching business, and I update this yearly. So now it's over 6 years that I've been consistently running my business, coaching clients. I've coached almost 200 clients now over the last 6.5 years. And I've also been asked to come back to the Institute and shared my success story several times as a testimonial. I also have, like, you know, amount of money I've earned and the travel I've done. Like, I've been to Bali, Egypt, Israel, and spiritual pilgrimages that I've went on. So all these different things I've written down so that I can remind myself of the successes that I've had. So that as I read this, I look back on it, I can feel the feelings of that kind of success. And heck, I mean, these are just a small list. I can go on and on, which the exercise I recommend my clients, and this is what I'm recommending to you. I recommend getting to at least 50 things, 50 things that you can look back on in your life as a success. And so, as I mentioned, again, this particular note to myself is more so in like my work, so I can support myself in believing in the impact that I can make as a coach. But on the times that I've done that exercise of listing 50 things, I'll list that I attracted my soulmate, got married to the love of my life, and had our dream wedding in 2022. I'll list that I've healed from past trauma and wounds from my childhood, that I've gone to therapy and that I've worked through those things. And that was difficult for me. I've written down successes in my life, which some people might not consider, but I believe it is 100% a success, is that I've opened my heart. I've been willing to be vulnerable with the people that I love so that I can form deeper connections. Seems like in some ways like, oh, it's just relationships, but success is, I believe, anything that you're doing or have done in your life that you set out to achieve and then you achieved. Super simple definition of success. So it doesn't have to be about any material thing, money or business. Like, it's not about that. It's more about the desire of setting a certain goal or having a certain vision and dreaming of some experience you'd love to create and then creating that. And then failure is obviously not achieving that. So making as a list of your successes. And then personally for me on the other side, this is just my own like nuanced use of this kind of memory of success, especially in the first year of my coaching business. I need to remind myself of who I really was and the kind of person that I've presented myself as to people. Because I started my business when I was 24. Like, you know, I had this, you know, lots of doubt and fear of like, oh man, who's going to work with a 24-year-old life coach? Like, sounds ridiculous. But funny enough, within the first year, I had clients that were double my age and had a phenomenal experience in working with me. But anyway, still, I had those doubts. So that I didn't allow those thoughts to transform into a feeling and then dictate my actions. So I used this side of the sheet of paper that I've written down of my successes as what people have said about me as a coach. So literally I have had people say, I really see you as the next Tony Robbins. Oh, you're like a young Bob Proctor. Oh, the level of coaching I received from you is on par with master coaches like Kirsten Wells or Mary Morrissey of the Brave Thinking Institute. There was actually a second person who says, I see you as a young Tony Robbins. One person as well said, like, you're ready for the 10X stage. Some of my clients also added, our sessions have been life altering. Oh, it's the best money I've ever spent in investing in myself, one of my clients said. So I'll pause there. There's a few more, but the whole point being just to emphasize that even myself, I mean, you might look up to me or my brother as co-hosts of this podcast, and that, you know, we might think of ourselves as like all these amazing beings that have done all these things, like that we run this podcast and been doing it for 4+ years. But guess what? We're human. We are so human. And so we are using these tools that we share with you because they work and they're needed, because we're all human and we all have patterns that would limit us. And so just to go back to the what I read to you from Psycho-Cybernetics to really ground this point of why this is powerful and reminding you of the power of this exercise, super simple, just 50 things to list out that you're successful in. Again, I wanted to point out where Maxwell Maltz writes that the patterns, these patterns in our brain, are stored away in literal brain tissue for future use and then are reactivated or replayed when we remember a past experience. So whether that past experience is good, successful, or exactly what we wanted, or bad, or a failure, or not what we wanted, when you remember that, it is literally like you're recalling that in your brain. But the beautiful news, and especially more recent research, is that our brain is neuroplastic, that it does not stay the same unless we choose it to stay the same. So that choice, we have to enact, I'll say. We have to make that choice consciously on a regular basis. And that is not easy, because what we're talking about is literally the brain and it's our thoughts. It could seem like we are overrun with our thoughts, or we overthink, or, and some of those thoughts are like, oh, you'll never change. It's not possible. It's possible for others, but who do you think you are? Like, it's literally those thoughts that are part of this conversation we're having that cause the failure. So it's quite difficult, I'll say. It's simple, but very quite difficult, because what we're dealing with is the way in which we think, which if we want to make a change in our life and be more successful, we have to be willing to challenge those thoughts, challenge the focus on the negative, the focus on the failures or the potential failure, so that we can give more of our time, our energy, our focus on the success that we want to create, the dreams that we want to bring forth into reality in our life, which is, I believe, our birthright. It's why we're here in this human experience, to bring forth the very fire of our soul in what we want to create in life. So anyway, it's a super simple thing. Like I said, takes time, I'll say. That's the other thing, that yes, it is simple and is the focus and where we put our focus on a daily basis. And these written out successes and things we've done well is a really powerful way of supporting yourself, which one other key note as well with writing things out, because it's well enough to remember successes or good things that have happened in your life. But when you write them down, it actually activates more parts of your brain. So when you just imagine something, it's very commonly understood that the two different hemispheres of our brain are generally the right side of our brain. Right hemisphere is used in imagination, the creative side of our brain. And then the left hemisphere of our brain is the more logical or mathematical or very practical part of our brain. So when we imagine, when we think of or dream of or remember even the things that have happened in our past, the success even, that activates that mainly that right hemisphere of our brain. So we want to engage more of our brain, in other words, to bring more power, more energy to what we want to focus on. Then writing it down activates the left hemisphere of our brain, because it gets very literal when you actually put pen to paper, or you know, you're typing it out on your phone and you can physically see it in reality instead of it just being something you're thinking of in your mind. So I highly recommend writing it down and then keeping that paper with you, and maybe even do an experiment with yourself. And for the next 7 days, read that over every day and remind yourself of the success you've had in your past. So with that said, I want to read you one other thing that has been really inspiring for me today. And funny enough, the date of this recording is March 6th, 2024. And I'm reading this another book. It's a daily thing of just one page a day called A Year Without Fear by Tama Keeves. And today, March 6th, because there's a page a day, there's different inspirations. And today's one just goes right aligned with what we're talking about. She says, "You will never know abundance by holding back your fierce heart. You will never realize your wingspan by decorating your cage. You did not come here to make do. You came here to undo anything that mires your full expression. Where you are choosing temporary comfort, Where are you choosing temporary comfort over the ultimate comfort of becoming who you're meant to be? It's time to fly. It's time to cry. It's time to try. And the affirmation is, today, I will not choose comfort over flight. And with that, I want to give you a gift to really take this information and apply it into your life so that it really makes a difference. Because a lot of times it's just on our own. There's only a certain level of depth that we can go into certain exercises and journaling and self-discovery, right? But when we're with others, when we're in a community of people, when we have support and camaraderie, we hear other perspectives, and also we realize that we're not alone so that we can go deeper. We can actually realize that we have a deeper well of not only experience from our past that we can recall, but a deeper well of potential that we can tap into and really unleash in our life. And so I want to invite you to join me and many others that will be joining us virtually on Zoom for a one-day event. It's a training I call Soul Builder Live. And Soul Builder Live is happening on March 23rd. It's a Saturday. So hopefully if you feel a desire to make it, then you don't have work on a Saturday. But this one-day event is specifically designed to focus on getting clear on your vision. And you can recall, use the tools we talked about to recall past successes, to really get into that feeling of success, to get clear on a vision of a life you'd love to live, to move forward on. Then we'll get clear on, how do we shift the vibration? How do we shift the vibration of doubt, worry, fear, the limiting beliefs that we've had up until now in our heart, in our body, literally in our nervous system, so that we can then take action into creating the life that we would love, that we've clarified in that beginning part of the day. So it's a full day event going from 9:30 a.m. Mountain Time to 5:30 p.m. Mountain Time. And it's again on Zoom. So we'll get to meet face to face. And tickets are just $47. However, the gift I want to give to you, if you've gotten to the end of this episode and you feel inspired to join me and the dozens of others that will be joining for this event, is that I'll give you a 50% off ticket for Soul Builder Live by using code PODCAST. So if you just type in the word podcast when you check out in the code, then you'll get 50% off. And some more insight on what this event is about and why I'd recommend coming to this event. Not only obviously the community that you'll have, but also if you're an avid listener of this podcast, maybe this is your first episode or maybe the first few. If so, awesome. Glad you're here. But if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, or at least have listened to 5 or 10 episodes, and you're getting sort of the interest of this whole transformational content that we're talking about, this Soul Builder Live event is a deep dive into the very specifics of what creates transformation in our life. Because the podcast is very broad. I'll say we have so many topics that range from very, very many different things, including having guests, speakers, of course, and their expertise. So it's a beautiful tasting of different paths, right? But Soul Builder Live is for you if you want to dive deep into a proven, reliable, repeatable system of transformation to turn your vision, your dream, into reality. Because many people have goals and dreams, but they try to work on it by themselves. They'll go a month or 2 months and things go well, but 3 months, 6 months down the line, they've given up or they've settled for a lesser version of the vision. And so it's about how do you stay consistent and stay connected to that vision, and then take it into your life over time and really create that life. And so that this is what that event is about, is to create a system of transformation that you can work with on a regular basis. So if you go to the website, soulbuilderlive.com, you could dive deeper into all of the different information and exercises we're going to be going through throughout the day. But it's three simple steps, as I was mentioning before. But to be clear, it's getting clear on your vision, shifting your vibration, and then working on taking action from that energy with confidence. So you'll build confidence, of course, in your vision and taking action through that. So again, it's a laser focused day. It's much like, you know, moving from, again, I was saying that this podcast is a very broad amount of topics. It's quite literally like an incandescent light. It, you know, goes everywhere in your room. So it's not as focused. But when you take that same energy, same power of electricity, you focus it, you create a laser. That laser can cut through steel. So that analogy there is that with a focus, there's more power to create change in your life. So if you've been really wanting change in your life, then this event is calling your name, I believe. And what I'm bringing through in this event is literally my 10 years of experience, as I mentioned, in personal development. I mentioned I've helped over almost 200 clients in living their dreams over the last 6.5 years. And this event specifically, Soul Builder Live, there's been over 100 people who've attended this event and have had incredible transformations just from this one day event. So I'd love to see you there. So you're invited. Feel invited, not obligated, but if you're feeling inspired, then again, you can go to soulbuilderlive.com and use code podcast to get 50% off. And the link is in the description of this episode as well, if you'd like to just click that link. And final thing I want to share with you is just some inspiration from a past attendee who was kind enough and lovely enough to share just her experience in just a few sentences that I want to read to you. So her name is Ash, and she was actually one of my past clients too. So Ash, if you're listening to this, I love you. It's been awesome working with you. So Ash mentioned after Soul Builder Live, she said, just one week after Soul Builder Live, and I'm still floating on a cloud. This workshop with Kevin was truly incredible and a truly incredible opportunity to reconnect and align with who I am at my core, the dreams I have for this life and the work I'm here to do. Even my partner Mark and I had really special experience envisioning our future together as a couple, and we had a lot of fun supporting each other and creating our own individual dreams as well. I've had so much energy flowing through me towards the creation of my dream life, and I felt more focused, productive, and inspired each day than I have in a long time. So that was so inspiring for me to read because, this event I've hosted now this will be the fifth time I've hosted it. So it's this same system we're working through, but to hear someone's fresh experience from that was so inspiring for me. So again, final invitation is you can get your ticket at soulbuilderlive.com and use code podcast for half off. So I hope to see you there. It'd be awesome to have you. And I hope you use this episode's content well, at the very least, and focus on your successes and bring that feeling in to your energy system, your energy field now. So I hope this has helped you, my friend. Hope to see you at Soul Builder Live, and I'll talk with you on another episode. Bye for now. Peace.
And that's it for today. So thanks for tuning in. We really hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as we enjoyed recording it. So any questions, any comments, connect with us on Instagram personally at Kevin F. Carton
or at Chris J. Carton or our podcast or Instagram page at Science and Spirituality Podcast. And if you feel guided to, the one thing that we do ask is for you to please rate the podcast and also leave a review. This way we can reach more people and in that way impact more lives. So with that, we'll see you on the next episode.